Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
I see dead people.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I'll get bored with you and feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Houston, we have a problem.
You're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Well, those sounds mean it's time once again to go behind the scenes of a great movie.
Mr. Gandhi, even if His Majesty could waive all other considerations, he has a duty to the millions of his Muslim subjects who are a minority in this realm. And experience suggests that his troops and his administration are essential in order to secure the peace.
All nations contain religious minorities. Like other countries, ours will have its problems. But they will be ours, not yours.
How do you propose to make them yours? You don't think we're just going to walk out of India?
Yes. In the end, you will walk out. Because 100,000 Englishmen simply cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And that is what we intend to achieve. Peaceful, non-violent, non-cooperation. Till you yourself see the wisdom of leaving, Your Excellency.
Well, this week we're taking a look at the 1982 autobiographical or biographical blockbuster Gandhi, which tells the story of the Indian civil rights leader Mahatma Gandhi. And Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, is going to recommend it or otherwise. Does it stand the test of time, Bill?
Oh, yeah. It's a terrific history blockbuster. Like, along the way, Richard Attenborough struggled to make this film, and it took him 18 years in all. But getting there, I think there were compromises. And when you look back at it now, in hindsight, also because we know better now what was going on in India at the time, you can see that some of the things, you know, Gandhi is almost deified in this film. And like all men, he had feet of clay on occasion. So we'll get into that. This is a co-production between India and the UK, directed by Richard Attenborough from a screenplay by John Briley. And the film covers Gandhi's life from a defining moment in 1893 and concludes with his assassination in 1948.
Now, let's start with that defining moment in 1893. What happened to him?
He was on a train, a South African train, and he was thrown off for being an Indian sitting in a first-class compartment despite having a first-class ticket. And realizing the laws are biased against Indians, he then decided to start a non-violent protest campaign for the rights of all Indians in South Africa, arguing that they are British subjects and entitled to the same rights and privileges. And after numerous arrests and unwelcome international attention, the government finally relented by recognizing some rights for Indians.
So, now, you want to bust a myth, though, that he was the great saviour of all minorities. He wasn't.
Well, you see, it's an unfortunate and uncomfortable fact check that rather than marking the start of a campaign against racial oppression, as legend has it, the opening episode on the train was the start of a campaign to extend racial segregation in South Africa. Gandhi was adamant that respectable Indians should not be obliged to use the same facilities as raw Kaffirs, the locals. He petitioned the authorities in the city port of Durban, where he practiced law, to end the indignity of making Indians use the same entrance to the post office as blacks, and he counted it as a victory when three doors were introduced, one for Europeans, one for Asians, and one for natives. So,
Okay, but we won't let that fact get in the way of a good story as told in the movie. So the action moves to India.
The whole thing came together because Motilal Kothari, he was a civil servant in London. He approached Attenborough and said, you have to make a film about Gandhi. And once Attenborough agreed, he was able to get Nehru and his daughter Indira Gandhi. He got to them through a connection through Lord Mountbatten and asked them to see if they would approve the film. Nehru immediately approved. However, 2 years later, he died, and that was the first setback. So then David Lean and Sam Spiegel had planned to make the Gandhi movie after Bridge on the River Kwai, and they were going to do it with Alec Guinness in the title role, and that project was abandoned in favour of Lawrence of Arabia. And then Attenborough went back to David Lean in the late 60s, and Lean agreed to direct the film and offered Attenborough the lead role as Gandhi. And instead, Lean then changed his mind and began making Ryan's Daughter. And so the project fell apart yet again. And Attenborough then tried to get it off the ground. There were so many times. And he phoned Anthony Hopkins and offered him the part of Mahatma Gandhi. And Hopkins called his father to tell him the news. And his father responded, oh, it's a comedy then, is it? So I mean, that was one way of doing it. But John Hurt, Tom Courtney, Albert Finney, Peter Finch, Dirk Bogarde, they were all approached, and they're all white men. What's that about? And it was only when Ben Kingsley was recommended by the great playwright Harold Pinter, who had seen him in a play, that Pinter suggested he'd be perfect for the part. They went to see Ben Kingsley. He is partly of Indian heritage. His father was Gujarati. So, yes, he got the part. And then the rest, as they say, is history.
Now, you've selected another clip. Can you introduce it?
Yeah. The in the film, we see this whole non-violence campaign and non-cooperation. And it starts to go wrong. And when it starts to go wrong, the council of India, the advisory council of Nehru and everybody else, they are confronting Gandhi and telling him that he's got to end his campaign if they're to move forward.
We must end the campaign.
After what they did at the massacre, it's only an eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind.
But Gandhiji, do you know the sacrifices people have made? We'd never get the same commitment again, ever. The whole of India is on the move.
Yes, but in what direction? If we obtain our freedom by murder and bloodshed, I want no part of it.
Bapu, you are the father of the nation.
Today I see no ground in that for anything but shame.
But it was one incident.
Tell that to the families of the policemen who died.
But the whole nation is marching. They wouldn't stop even if we asked them to.
I will ask. And I will fast as a penance for my part in arousing such emotions, and I will not stop until they stop.
Now, this is a blockbuster in the old-fashioned way, literally hundreds of thousands of people for one particular sequence.
Yeah, for the funeral sequence, to recreate it, like 300,000 people. 200,000 of them were volunteers. 91,000 of them were contracted players. So they all received a stipend and took part in it. And on the day of the recording of the funeral, of the shooting, they had 11 camera crews, and they were using a wax figure of Gandhi. And Attenborough realized that there was no way that the wax figure would fly on the day when he saw the wax figure in the funeral pyre. And he asked Kingsley, would he mind getting in and lying there dead, pretending to be dead. And there were just thousands of petals falling on his face all day, but he just lay there perfectly still, and they pulled it off. And it is a spectacular sight to see. And that is one of the most defining moments in the film. And the film practically opens with that, so you're straight away into it's like these days, no spoiler alert, he's dead, you know, where can you go from there?
Yeah.
But it works beautifully. And in Newsweek magazine, Jack Kroll said there are very few movies that absolutely must be seen, and Sir Richard Attenborough's Gandhi is one of them. The movie deals with a subject of great importance with a mixture of high intelligence and immediate emotional impact, and Ben Kingsley gives what is possibly the most astonishing biographical performance in screen history, and I would agree with that.
And in terms of awards and washing its face,
yeah, it got 11 Oscar nominations and it won 8, including Best Picture, Best Director and Best Actor for Kingsley, and it became a commercial success. It was shot on a budget of $22 million, a lot of which had been put up by the Indian government, and it made $127.8 million. So, yes, it did extremely well, five times the budget.
Yeah, Terry has been on. He says, Gandhi, an absolutely brilliant movie back in 82. I remember queuing up in O'Connell Street long before the multiplex venues we have now. So a thorough recommendation. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.